Greg, the challenges of preparing to defend a team, you're not entirely sure of who the starting quarterback's going to be, and they have two different styles.
Can you tell me who the quarterback's going to be?
I cannot tell you as of yet. I'm asking you, what sort of challenge is it to have to prepare at this point of the week when you don't know?
No, I got you. I was just trying to find out.
It's going to be Barkley, actually.
Certainly, I think that Philly has an offense, so they're going to run the offense. Now, who's in at the quarterback? I just maybe changes emphasis. And not necessarily, you know, everyone would say, well, then they're going to throw it every down. No, that's not it. They get, you know, the best running back, one of the best running backs in football. But, you know, is it a read zone, or is it just a regular zone play that the quarterback carries out the fake? You know, those are some of the things. Will we see as many of the quarterback sweeps as you see with Mike? You know, if there is a different quarterback in there, Foles is playing, probably not. But you know what? The offense causes you to defend all of that, no matter who's in there. Because the one time you choose, you know, we're going to load up on this, he'll pull the ball and run it, and it'll be a big play, and you'll sit there and kick yourself in the rear end. So we really, you know, we're going to prepare very similar. We'll have a couple different things probably if Foles is in the game. You know, we are one of the teams that got to see him at the end of the year, and he actually beat us on the last play of the game. So we know him all too well, and he played very well against us a year ago.
With your quarterback situation, what's changed now that you've transitioned from Josh Freeman to Glennon? What does Glennon do differently, and does that necessarily alter the way you run your offense?
Well, I think we have a system, you know, just like I said, Philly does. And you know, the other 10 guys are built into the system, and we built it around their talent. So not a ton changes. Some things that you have to be aware of is, you know, Mike's not as mobile as Josh. So there's some things that, you know, we're not going to say if this and this, take off and run. We're not going to ask him to do that. Can he move in the pocket? Does he have a good feel? Absolutely. But I thought Josh, you know, could get out in the open field and do things probably a little bit more at ease than Mike is in running the football. That would be one of the big things. Otherwise, Mike can make every throw very, very well. There's no throws that I sit there and say, you know, we don't want to do that because he doesn't have the arm strength or doesn't have the touch or any of those things. And, you know, Mike is a rookie quarterback for sure, but he's one of the brighter guys that I've ever been around at the position. And he's probably the hardest working quarterback I've ever been around. So I think that's a good combination. Rookie or 10-year vet, that's going to serve him well.
Why did you and the organization feel that it was necessary to cut Josh instead of simply demote him in the season?
You know, we've kind of moved on that. I don't mean to dodge your question, but we're kind of going to talk about who's here now on our team.
Hey, Greg, what stood out to you about Nick's performance last season against you guys? And in looking at film now, what differences do you see between Nick now and Nick a year ago?
Well, you know, I thought Nick was a good football player coming out of college, and he certainly beat us last year, so I have the utmost respect for him. The difference is more of what he's asked to do schematically than his talents. I think he's the same guy, probably a little bit better just from cumulative repetitions and physical training. So, you know, I think Nick's a good player, and obviously Mike's a good player, and I was very impressed with Matt when he was coming out of SC. So, you know, the Eagles have three really good quarterbacks on their roster, and we got to be prepared for whichever one plays.
Are there things that you can take out of that game from last year? I mean, even though the Eagles are running like a completely different offense than they did then, I mean, if Foles is in fact the quarterback on Sunday?
Well, I think when you look at an individual, certainly, you know, first thing you got to do is look at the tape for the scheme and see, okay, where are the talented individuals that present special problems. And so our videotape from last year, coupled with any other game footage he has preseason this year and any game footage last year, we've studied just to identify, you know, throws that he makes, throws that he doesn't like to make, throws that give him trouble. Does he have a propensity to do certain things with certain situations presented to him? Those are the things you really look at from an individual standpoint with the quarterback. But again, schematically, you know, all the problems that are presented schematically. All the issues or challenges are going to be there with whoever's the quarterback. So we have to make sure that we're sound and game-planned to address those issues.
Back to your offense for a second. You said, you know, that you have a system and you want to run it regardless of who your quarterback is. But does it help to have a guy like Doug Martin who could maybe take some of the pressure off of Glennon?
Well, I think it helps to have Doug Martin regardless of who's quarterback. I mean, Doug's an excellent player, and we're a team that believes in the run. So we're going to run the football. So it's important that we have Doug Martin. I like our other backs, too. Mike James and Brian Leonard also are doing a good job carrying the football when given the opportunity. So we're going to have to mix those guys in a little bit. You know, it's a long season, and I think that Doug is going to do a great job at what we ask him to do.
Hey, guys, we've got about time for about two more for Coach.
Greg, you've taken a little bit of criticism this year and I guess in the past as well. Your philosophy of defending every play, even if occasionally it is a kneel down. And I know you're not in the league to make friends, or you're in the league to win ball games. But have you ever rethought that philosophy, or do your players come to you and say, Coach, we're not as comfortable with this as we might be?
Oh, yeah. I rethink everything all the time. I'm always in a constant state of evaluation and hopefully evolution into what's best. If our players came to me and said they didn't want to do that, we wouldn't do it because they're the ones physically doing it, and you know, not me. The only thing that I've said before is using that play, we've caused balls to be fumbled. So has it done that in the NFL? No, but it didn't do it in college either for a while, and then it did. So that's our whole deal. You know, if we have an opportunity to still win the game, we're not doing that. And, you know, you're right. I'm not trying to make friends, but I'm not trying to make enemies either. And I understand guys get frustrated with it, but I kind of think, you know, we know that they know that we're going to do it. We know we're going to do it. So, you know, we're not trying to injure anybody. We're trying to do some things to get the ball out. And that's kind of how I approach it. And, you know, I know it's not looked on by some favorably, but that's just what we believe.
Hey, Greg, if you go back to January 2012, did you follow when the Bucks were interested in Chip, and how involved were you in the process at that point?
I was involved in the process, yeah, and it's kind of the reason that I knew I wanted the job. You know, I really loved my time at Rutgers and had plenty of opportunities to go elsewhere, and at the end I just never felt like it was right. And, you know, one of the things that actually really led me to believe that this was the time was when I thought that Chip had accepted the job. I was angry. You know, I was disappointed is a better word probably. So that kind of told me that I did want it. You know, and sometimes when you don't realize if you want something until you don't have it, and then in a few hours then there was an opportunity maybe to be involved with it again, and that's when I kind of said, you know, I really do want to do this. And fortunately it worked out, and it's a great organization that I work for. Great ownership, great GM and Mark Dominic, and I'm excited. I think we have a good football team. We struggled, you know, to start the season, but I'm optimistic going forward that we're going to play good football, and it's just a matter, is it going to be better than the people we're playing that day? That's, you know, that's why you play the games.